rich in mercy and grace.
你充满了怜悯，你充满了恩典。
And Father, we have not obeyed you the way we want to obey you.
天父，我们时常我们没有顺服你，像你要我们顺服的一样。
So we confess our sins to you this morning.
所以我们在这里向你认罪。
How maybe we have failed you.
我们时常可能是让你的名不能得到荣耀。
Or how we have disappointed you.
或者我们让你真的对我们失望。
And even in the good, I'm sure it has not been good enough.
即便我们认为很好的时候，主啊，在你面前我们还不是那么完全。
Because you are perfect and we are not.
因为你是完全的圣洁，而我们不是。
But at the same time, we thank you for how much love you have for us.
但是在这个时候，我们也真的怀着这个感恩的心，因为你给我们的爱是叫极其大的。
While we were yet sinners, Lord, you died for us.
因为我们还是罪人的时候，你就为我们而死。
And when you were on the cross, you said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
当你在十字架上的时候，向父神说，父神求，请你真的赦免他们，而我们却不知道你在做什么。
Your sacrificial love is so amazing.
你真的是完全没有自我的这样的爱，真的是让我们感到感谢。
So, Lord, this morning we want to be more created in your image.
主啊，今天早上让我们真的能够蛮有你的形象。
So help us, Lord, give us a soft heart to learn.
所以天父，请帮助我们，让我们有一颗柔软的心，能够学习。
Give us a strong mind to remember.
让我们有一个很强的心智，能够记得你所教训我们的一切。
And give us a kind heart to continue to serve you.
让我们也怀着一颗爱的心，能够在你面前不断的侍奉你。
We ask God that you would be with any of us who are sick today.
我们也求主与我们每一位，尤其是身体上有不适的同在。
Any that are going through depression or loneliness, be with them, Lord.
任何一位真的是在心智上很软弱的，也与他们同在。
May they feel your presence that you're so very near.
让我们的灵魂能够在面前能够重新得力。
And we ask your healing, emotional healing, physical healing, and spiritual healing upon those who are listening today.
愿今天我们听到这些信息的，我们不管是在身体上，在我们灵命上，有许多的伤害，求你真的是医治。
And we want to say a special prayer for the Ping family, Victor and Ruth, and the recovery of their son Elliot.
我们在这时候也特别的为彭先生、杨莹莹和他们的儿子 Elliot 施恩祷告。
We know that the surgery did not go well.
我们知道他们的手术进行的并不顺利。
And unless you do a miracle, Lord, he will not survive. God, we ask you will intervene.
主啊，如果不是你行你的神迹，这个病就没有办法医治。主，我们就请你现在这个时候你就插手。
Lord, you are stronger than any cancer.
主，你是比任何的癌症都要有能力。
You are stronger than any disease.
你比任何的你都能够胜过任何的疾病。
And nothing is impossible with you.
在你没有难成的事。
So would you comfort our dear brother Elliot at this time?
求你在这个时候真的是安慰施恩。
And when you relieve the pain from the post-surgery,
让你能够让他在手术之后也能够不没有太多的疼痛。
And would you restore his natural nutritional process? Would you restore his digestion to where it was when you created him?
借着你的手，让你重建他的消化系统。
And we will thank you for whatever answer you give us.
我们为你所给我们一切，我们献上感谢。
Because even though we don't know the why, we know the person who knows the why.
我们虽然不知道为什么，可是我们知道谁会知道他这是为什么。
And that can get us through any difficulty.
这让我们能够走过所有的困境。
So be with us now and be with our pastor as well, as he's on a sabbatical. May he have a time of refreshment as well.
我们求主与我们每一位同在，也与我们正 sabbatical 的牧师同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone, once again. 你好。
大家早安。
I'm very glad to be with you. It's been a while, but I'm glad I'm with you this morning.
我很高兴能够见到他与大家同在。
I can't remember if I said this last time, but our oldest son had a third child. I don't know if you knew that.
我不知道讲过没有，就是我的第三个孩子，他有了一个 baby.
So we have now three grandchildren in Michigan.And we also have our youngest son, Joseph, is expecting their first child, and he lives in Florida.
我们有一个孩子，他有三个孙子，他们在密西根，还有一个儿子 Joseph， 他是有一个孩子，他在佛罗里达。
And we live in Baltimore, so in the winter we can go to Florida, in the summer we go to Michigan.
所以让我们在冬天的时候可以到佛罗里达，在夏天的时候可以到 Michigan 比较冷。
So we don't mind. We don't mind. We are glad they live where they live.
我们对他们住在哪里一点都不介意。
But of course, it would be better if we were together, of course.
当然我们能够在这里在一起是非常非常的好。
So thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your family, the family here that makes our family feel much better. Thank you for your fellowship. Thank you.
所以感谢你们为我们的带导，也感谢我们能够在这里巴尔的摩，你们的家庭和我们的家庭可以在一起。
Well, this morning I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about Jesus.
今天早上我不是讲我自己的事，是讲耶稣的事。
And we can see here by the first slide, if we can have that up, we're going to talk about God's mercy.
所以我们今天我们要讲到关于神的慈悲和怜悯。
Oh, here we go. Yes, you can see here that in Luke chapter 6, verse 36,It says, Jesus says, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful.
这里面可以看见是在路加福音的第六章36节，这里说你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
So to be merciful means that we don't return evil for evil. We don't return evil for evil.
讲到慈悲怜悯，也就是说我们不是以恶报恶。
And it also means that we have forgiveness for one another.
也就是说我们彼此需要饶恕。
Because God has forgiven us, we can forgive other people. Amen?
因为神真的是赦免了我们，原谅了我们，那我们是不是也应该赦免，原谅别人呢？
And that's why I put a picture of the cross on here, because it's the cross of Jesus Christ that gives us the ability to forgive others.
所以我把耶稣基督的十字架放在上面，因为耶稣基督的十字架让我们能够去原谅别人。
That's the first definition. The second definition of mercy is that we care for other people when they are going through pain.
刚才讲的是关于慈悲怜悯的第一个定义，第二个定义就是说，当别人经过一些困难的时候，我们可以去帮助他们。
We feel the pain of others, and then we want to do something to relieve that pain.
我们能够感受到别人所受的痛苦，因此我们就能够去给他安慰。
Just like many of you, as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, you see your children going through pain. You feel for them, and then you want to solve their problem.
就像在座的我们，可能是父母，可能甚至是祖父母，我们看到我们的孩子有困难的时候，我们就有这种感觉，去怜悯他们，去帮助他们解决这些问题。
If you are in the medical profession, God bless you. May He protect you. May He provide for you and guide from you. Every day you're there, showing the mercy of God. So praise God for you who are in the medical profession. Thank you for your service.
所以，如果当中有在医学界工作的，我们也知道说，医生就是帮助我们。当我们有需要的时候，他能够知道我们的病痛，他能够帮助我们脱离这些病痛。
So we must understand, though, first of all, that the mercy of the Father, the mercy of Jesus, did not start with Jesus. It started with God the Father.
所以我们要知道，我们讲到神的怜悯慈爱，并不是从耶稣才开始，就是神早早就已经开始了对我们的慈爱和怜悯。
Now we know that Jesus is equal to God, of course. But when we see mercy, we must understand that mercy did not start in the New Testament. It started right in the beginning of the Old Testament.
当然耶稣也就是神，三一真神，可是我们知道这个慈悲怜悯并不是从新约才开始，在旧约时代已经开始了。
In fact, the word of mercy means to cancel the debt. In Hebrew, the word mercy means to cancel the debt. It means to clean you.
在希伯来文里面，这个慈悲怜悯的意思就是说把你的债给免了，也就是把它给清了。
And you remember when the children were in Israel, or when Egypt, and they escaped from Egypt, they carried the Ark of the Covenant. Do you remember the Ark of the Covenant?
我们记得当以色列民他们从埃及出来的时候，他们是带着这个神的约柜。
The Ark of the Covenant was a basket. It was a gold basket.
这个约柜其实就是一个用黄金做的一个大的箱子。
Or I should say a gold chest. Excuse me. It was a gold chest, like a basket.
是个这个大的一个柜子，用黄金做的柜子。
Well, let me show you a picture of it.
让我给你们看一个图像。
You see here on the screen behind me, this was a gold chest.
这是一个黄金做的一个柜子。
And you see, this chest was carried by the children of Israel when they escaped from Egypt. It was put into the temple of Solomon, and then with David, and then David gave it to Solomon. It was carried everywhere where they went.
所以我们记得这个约柜是以色列民他们从埃及这样抬着出来，然后到最后就放进大卫的殿中，所罗门的殿中。
And it was basically the presence of God.
基本上它是神给我们的一个礼物。
And inside this gold chest, there were the Ten Commandments.
在这个约柜黄金的约柜里面有十诫。
It was the rod of Aaron.
有亚伦的那个杖。
And then it had the bread that God fed them when they were in the desert.
还有就是神在旷野之中给以色列民的玛纳。
So you see, with these three symbols, is very important, brothers and sisters. With these three symbols, you see that God protects, He provides, and He guides. That's what He's trying to tell us by those three symbols.
所以这三样事情就是告诉我们说，神他是供应一切的。
Now you notice on top of the chest, there looks like two birds.
在这个约柜的上面有两个像，好像看起来像是鸟一般。
And these strange-looking birds, they are like the birds in heaven that are continually praising God.
就代表了在天上的天使，他们不断地向神祷告。
So God told them to, when you build this chest, put these two animals facing each other.
就是神当告诉百姓当如何建这个约柜的时候，他是说这两个像要彼此面对面。
And in the center, when I want to speak, I will speak to you in the middle of these two birds.
所以就是说当神要告诉我们话的时候，他是在这个两个这个鸟的当中来跟我们说话。
In Hebrew, this is called the mercy seat.
在希伯来文化里告诉我们这是属于慈悲怜悯的一个宝座。
And once a year on the Day of Atonement, the high holiday of the Jewish holiday, once a year, the priest would go into the Holy of Holies, the place behind the curtain. He'd open the curtain, he would go inside, only the high priest could go there. And he would sprinkle the animal blood on top of the chest and on himself. He cleaned himself, and then he put the blood on top of the chest.
就每当节日的时候，大祭司他要进入那个至圣所，他走过那个帘子进入祭圣所，然后他要把这个献祭的那个血洒在这个约柜上。
And so, once a year, the sins of the priest and the sins of the people were forgiven.
所以每年一次，就是把百姓的罪，还有把这些祭司们的罪等等，都是借着这个洒血就能够得到赦免。
So no longer though, do we need to use the blood of animals anymore. We don't need to use the blood of animals.
现在我们不再需要用献祭的动物的血。
Because we have another mercy seat.
我们有另外一个不一样的怜悯的一个宝座。
We have the mercy. We have the mercy and the compassion of Jesus when he died on the cross.
我们有耶稣基督，他满有怜悯和爱，他在十字架上摆上他的生命。
And so for those of you that have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you will live forever with the Father.
所以我们愿意到耶稣面前来，我们就得到永远的生命。
Because instead of God punishing us for our sins,God put his anger, he put his wrath upon Jesus Christ, so we no longer have to pay the penalty for our sins.
所以我们不再因为我们的罪受到 惩罚，而是神他是用他 自己的身体，就是把这一切归到他自己的身上。
His mercy is connected with his love. Don't ever forget that.
他的怜悯，记得他是与他的爱是连在一起的。
So we can see here that when we look at mercy, mercy can be defined like this.
所以我们叫什么叫做怜悯？慈悲怜悯呢？我们可以这样的来定义。
Mercy is humble empathy. It's humble compassion. It's heartfelt compassion for someone else.
就是慈悲怜悯，就是真的是怀着一颗非常慈悲的怜悯的心。
But it's not just a feeling; it's also an action.
这不只是一个行为，不只是一个感觉，同时它也是一个行为。
It's the action to be able to relieve the pain of someone else.
是一种行动来帮助人家疏解他们的痛苦忧伤。
And so when you see this, when you see that Jesus, that God, that Jesus Christ did not stay in a comfortable place in heaven, he came down to earth to show us the way back to heaven.
所以耶稣他并不是很安乐的在 天上居住，他甚至到我们人间来，就是把这样的慈悲怜悯给我们。
So before he went to the cross, though, he did many miracles.
在他上十字架之前，他行了许多的神迹。
He told us very many stories.
他也讲了很多很多的比喻和故事。
Why did Jesus tell us stories?
为什么耶稣要讲这些故事给我们听呢？
Because stories help us remember the truth. Amen.
因为故事常常能够帮助我们能够记住。
And stories help to touch the mind, and stories help to touch the heart.
因为讲故事很容易能够影响到我们的心，能够影响到我们的脑子里面的记忆。
Let me tell you a story that Jesus told.
让我们讲一个耶稣所讲的一个故事。
Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan.
耶稣他讲到这好撒玛利亚人的这个故事。
And this story is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 30. I don't have it on the screen, but I'm just going to tell you the story. But if you want to look at it, it's in Luke chapter 10.
这个故事是记载在路加福音第十章三十到三十七节。
Let me tell you the story.
让我告诉你这个故事。
One day, a man was walking from Jerusalem to Jericho. It was about 17 miles from the two towns.
有一天，有一个人，他从耶路撒冷到耶利哥去，他这个大概有十七个英里这么长的距离。
Jerusalem was about 3,000 feet in elevation, 3,000 feet in elevation, and it was about 17 miles from Jerusalem to Jericho.
耶路撒冷大概有三千英尺的这个海平线以上三千英尺这么高，然后他就从上面往下走，要走大概十七个英里。
And this road was very, very dangerous.
这个路是非常非常的险峻的。
And many times when people would go travel down this road, they would get attacked by thieves and robbers stealing their money.
常常会有人在走这条路的时候，他们会被强盗攻击，然后抢他们的财物。
So Jesus tells the story of a man who was beaten and he was left half dead on this road.
所以耶稣讲到有一个人，他就是被这些强盗攻击，以至于把他攻击的半死，就是躺在路边。
And so while the man was dying, there were three people that walked by his body. Three.
当这个人正在濒死的边缘的时候，有三个人经过他。
The first person that walked by his body was a priest, a holy man.
第一个经过他的是一个祭司，是非常应该是非常圣洁的人。
And this priest that was walking by, he looked at the body.And then he walked past the body.
这个祭司他走过，他看到了这个人，可是然后他就没有理他，就继续往前行。
Because if the priest saw the body and he would try to help that man, he'd become dirty.
因为如果说祭司看到这个人，他想要帮助他的话，他的手会弄脏的。
Then he would have to go back to Jerusalem and he'd have to get clean again to go back to Jericho. It would cost him time. It would cost him money.And he did not want to touch the man because the priest had a job to do.
那个祭司，他如果是帮助这个人手弄脏了，他就必须会要走回头路回到耶路撒冷去把他的手洁净了，然后再去耶利哥。对他来讲，又是花时间，肯定还会有多花钱。
The priest had no compassion for the man that was dying.
所以这个祭司他对这个半死的人、平死的人，他并没有怜悯的心。
The priest had no mercy in his heart.
他的心里也没有慈悲。
The priest remembered the Ark of the Covenant, remembered the birds, remembered the mercy seat. That priest would look at mercy every year. He would look at mercy every year.
这个祭司他看到那个约柜，他也看到约柜上面的雕塑，他每一年都会看到，他每年都看到。
And he would sprinkle the blood of animal upon himself. He would sprinkle the blood of animal on the chest.For forgiveness of sin.
他把这个献祭的动物的血洒在他自己的身上，洒在约柜上，就是要求要让他们所犯的罪都能够得到洁净。
He would be willing to touch the animal's blood, but he wouldn't touch the man's blood.
他愿意去接触到动物的血，可是他并不愿意去接触那个人。
Why was the animal worth more than a human being?
为什么一个动物竟然比一个人的生命还要值钱呢？
How could the priest become so hard-hearted?
为什么这个祭司他的心是这么硬？
This is not the way God wanted it to be.
这不是神要他成为的样子。
How about us? Let's look at our hearts.
那看看我们自己。
Do we think that material things, that things are more important than people?
我们是不是把很多的物质看着比人的性命更重要呢？
Are we too busy with our own life that we can't help someone else's?
我们是不是因为实在太忙了，所以我们没有机会，没有时间去帮助别人呢？
You see, when Jesus was telling this story, he was speaking to the hard heart of the priests that were listening.
所以当耶稣讲这个故事的时候，他是讲到这个祭司他的心。
There was a second person in the story.
第二个人在这故事中有第二个人。
This was the Levite.
这是一个利未人。
Now Levites were a little bit different than the priests.
利未人和这个祭司是有一点不同的。
Every priest was a Levite, but not every Levite was a priest.
每一个祭司他必须是利未人，可是利未人并不见得就是祭司。
The priests were more like the pastor, and the Levites were more like the deacons.
这是如果说是祭司就好像是现在的牧师一样，那利未人就好像是现在的执事。
Although the Levites did do some teaching.
那个利未人他们也做一些教导的工作。
So the Levites were in charge of construction. They were cleaning the temple. They were moving articles. They were strong people, but they were like the ones who were taking care of the temple or like the church.
利未人就是他会做很多清理的工作，很多重的活，就好像是在现在教会中做很多清理的工作一样。
And so when the Levite was walking by this man who was half dead, the Levite did not want to help this man with his strength. He didn't want to help him with his strength. He was too busy because, again, if he touched the man, he'd have to go back to Jerusalem to get clean again.
那这利未人经过他的时候，虽然他们都是很强壮的，可是他不愿意用他的力气来帮助这个人。因为他如果他做了，他弄脏的时候，他又要回到耶路撒冷去清洗。
These strong Levites were willing to use their muscles. They were willing to use their back. They were willing to use their legs to move heavy objects in the temple. But he wouldn't go and lift this man who was worth more than the object to get him to health.
因为人他愿意用他的手，用他的力气，用他的脚来做很多的粗活，可是他在这里他却不愿意。用他这样的力量要帮助这个人。
How could the heart be so cold?
为什么他的心这么冷呢？
How could he love things more than people?
他为什么他对物质的关心远超过对人的关心呢？
We're supposed to love people more than things, amen?
我们应该更爱人的生命过于爱这物质。
So the man, like the priest, was not using his gifts.For helping people, but the Levite was only interested in helping himself.
所以这利未人他不愿意用他的体力来帮助这个人，而他宁愿用他来帮助他自己。
Now there's a second reason why. Listen, there's a second reason why the Levite didn't touch the man.
还有第二个理由，为什么这个利未人没有去帮助这个人
？The Levite was also a lawyer.
这个利未人他们同时也是相当于是一个律师。
He was in charge of the legal matters also.
他也就是处理很多关于说法律或律法方面的事情。
And he knew that if he'd gone down to touch and help this man, then maybe somebody would accuse him that maybe he was the one who robbed the man because he was a lawyer.
他也会忧虑到说，如果他去帮助这个人，有另外一个人看到了，可能会误会说是他把这个人给伤害到这个程度。
He was more interested in his reputation than in his heart compassion of God.
就是他对于他自己的名声的重视超过于他对这个人的怜悯的心。
How about us?
那我们呢？
You know, this story is for us.
记得这个故事是对我们讲的。
Are we more interested in how we look in front of people, or are we more interested in how we look in front of God?
所以我们是比较在乎别人怎么看我们呢，还是我们比较在乎神怎么样看我们？
Are we more concerned about what other people think of us, or are we most concerned about what God thinks of us?
我们真的是非常的重视是别人怎么样看我们，还是我们比较重视神怎么样看我们？
Now, of course, God can speak through other people, but do we worship people, or do we worship God?
当然，神有的时候会经由别人告诉我们一些事情，可是我们是在敬拜人呢，还是我们在敬拜神？
Are we the kind of Christians that God wants us to be, or are we the kind of Christians that Christians want us to be?
我们要成为一个神要我们成为的基督徒呢，还是要成为一个基督徒要我们成为的基督徒的样子？
Now I love buffets. Does everybody like buffets from the restaurant?
我们很喜欢这个 buffet， 我反正包肥好吃。
And of course, we have to exercise self-control.
当然我们就是用运动的方式来做一些控制。
Well, when you go to a buffet, you might go for the soup, you might go for the vegetables, you might go for the fish. Like I like the fish, I usually go right to the fish.
当我们去这个 buffet 的时候，我们可能去先喝汤，再吃一些蔬菜，再吃一些鱼，因为我很喜欢吃鱼。
And I don't necessarily like red meat that much. It's just my opinion. But so I pick and choose what kind of food I want.
我并不是特别喜欢红肉，可是我有这个权利可以选择我所要吃的食物。
And that's the beautiful thing about a buffet.
那就是 buffet 的最好的一方面。
But God says that His Bible is not like a buffet.
可是神告诉我们，这个圣经并不是像 buffet 一样。
We cannot pick and choose what we want to be like and what we don't want to be like.
我们不能够在圣经里面只选我们所想喜欢的，而不去看我们所不喜欢的。
Now I know we can't help everybody. We can't.
我们知道我们没有办法帮助每一个人，
but we can help somebody.
但是我们可以帮助一些人。
And that brings us to the third person in the story.
那这样就带进来了这个故事中的第三个人。
There was the priest, there was the Levite, and then there was the good Samaritan.
从祭司利未人到一个好的撒玛利亚人。
So this good Samaritan who was walking a donkey, maybe he was riding on a donkey, but he was on a donkey coming from Jerusalem to Jericho, the Samaritan man.
这个撒玛利亚人他是骑在一个驴子上，就是放了东西，然后就从那个耶路撒冷要到耶利哥去。
And in the scriptures, it says that this Samaritan came upon the man, he felt compassion with the man, he came to the man,He bandaged the man. He took oil and water, and he cleansed the wound.
经文上说，这个撒玛利亚人他就是下来帮助这个人，他还用油用水清理了他的伤口。
And then he brought the man to like a hotel or an inn. He stayed with the man the whole night. He paid for the man's hotel bill, and then he went on.
他不止这样，他还把这个人带到一个。旅社然后还跟他一起过夜，然后第二天他还帮这个人付了他所需要的费用。
Now we have to remember that the Samaritans, the Jews hated the Samaritans.
我们要记得，通常犹太人他们是不喜欢撒玛利亚人的。
The Samaritans only believed in the first five books of the Bible. Old Testament.
这个撒玛利亚人就知道那个前面的旧约前面的那个五本。
They didn't believe in the prophets in any of the other Old Testament, only the first five books.
他们只相信前面的五本书，他们对后面的都不相信的。
The Jews hated the Samaritans.
所以犹太人他们不喜欢撒玛利亚人。
Because they were only half Jews.
因为他们只是半个犹太人。
They were Jewish people that married people from a foreign country. They were only 50% pure.
他们是犹太人跟外邦人结婚之后，所以他们只有50%是犹太人。
Also, when the criminals escaped, when they escaped from Jerusalem, they would go to Samaria, and the Samaritans would protect the criminals that came from Jerusalem.
同时，如果在犹太人中有犯了法的、犯了罪的，他们就会逃到撒玛利亚人那边去，撒玛利亚人就会保护他们。
So you see, my friends, there were many, many other reasons. I don't have time to go into them, but there are many, many reasons why the Jews did not like the Samaritans.
没有办法详细的讲述，不过就是有许多许多的理由让犹太人不喜欢撒玛利亚人。
But don't you see, it was the Samaritan who was the most evil on the outside, who was the most compassionate on the inside.
可是我们看到这个撒玛利亚人，他在外表看起来他是很不好的，可是他在里面却有慈悲怜悯的心。
The Samaritan didn't care about what other people think of him. All he cared about was this man. He was dying, and he had to help him.
这个撒玛利亚人他不介意人家怎么样看他，说他只是想到说他要对这个人要帮助这个人。
The Samaritan wasn't too busy. He wasn't too proud.To help somebody in need.
这个撒玛利亚人他不会因为他太忙，而不去帮助这个人。
How about us?
那我们呢？
The story is not just for them; it's for us.
这个故事不是给别人看，是给我们看的。
Are some of the reasons? There are some of the reasons why we don't reach out is because we are too proud.
有的时候我们不出去帮助别人，是因为我们太骄傲。
Or maybe we're too busy.
或者我们因为太忙了。
Maybe we're distracted by the cell phone, or maybe we're distracted by movies, or maybe we're distracted by our own career.
我们也许就是被很多事情分心了，像是我们的手机、我们的看电影，还有我们的工作等等。
Now remember, you can't help everybody, but we can help somebody.
记得我们没有办法帮助每一个人，可是我们确实可以帮助一些人。
There is another story.
还有另外一个故事。
That happened through history.
这在历史上一再的出现。
Where there were men and women that were not too busy to help someone else.
就是不管是男人或女人，他们并不会因为太忙而没有办法去帮助别人。
Let me tell you one more story before we finish.
让我再告诉大家一个故事，在我们结束之前。
In early American history, you remember that we had a civil war.Because there were slaves in the South, and the North did not agree, and so we had a war to free the slaves from the South, the Black Americans.
我们知道，在美国历史上有这个黑奴的制度，那也就是在美国因此就会分成南部、南方、北方，就是南方赞成黑奴制度，北方要解放黑奴。
So there were some people that were helping these black slaves to get from the South.To the north, there were certain people that had the mercy of God that were going to help people that were dying.
就有一些人，他们是愿意帮助这些黑奴，他们就帮助他们从南方逃到北方，因为他们有这个慈悲怜悯的心。
Let me show you their pictures.
让我给你们看一些图片。
We have the first here.
是第一位。
Levi Coffin.
Levi Coffin.
And Levi Coffin was considered the president of this mission.
他这个 Levi 他可以，我们一般人都认为他就是这一个任务的一个头头。
This man helped to free 20,000 slaves. He brought them to his house. I will show you his house in just a minute.
他是曾经帮助了20,000黑奴。到他自己所住的地方，等一下我会给你们看他所住的地方的照片。
He lived in Indiana.
他在印第安纳。
Last time I preached this, I said he lived in India. It was a mistake. He lived in Indiana.
有一次我讲错了，说他在印度，不是，是印第安纳州。
And he said this, and I quote, he said this. Listen to what he said. Why did he help those slaves? He could have been killed because a white man was helping a black man. Even in the north, he could have been killed. But this man helped the black man. Why? Why? Why did he do it?
我记得他讲过一句话，因为知道他是个白人，他确实去帮助黑人就能够得到自由。那所以对，所以他就讲，对他来讲是很不好的一件事情，所以他讲过一句话。
Because the Bible says, he says here, the Bible says we have to feed the hungry, we have to clothe the naked.
所以因为他说圣经里面讲说，我们必须给饥饿的人食物，给那个没有就是给没有衣服的给他衣服穿。
The Bible doesn't say anything about the color of their skin, only the condition of their body, not the color of the skin.But the condition of the body.
圣经里面没有说所帮助的人是什么颜色的皮肤，他只说要做这件事情。
And so he said, I'm going to try to follow the words of Jesus, and I'm going to do what Jesus said. That's why he helped these slaves.
所以他告诉别人说，我只是要跟从耶稣基督所做的，我行他所行过的路而已。
And there was another man named William Still.
另外一位就是 William Still.
And he helped 800 slaves go from the south to the north.
他帮助了许许多多的黑奴从南部到了北部。
And he lived in Virginia and Delaware and Maryland, right from this state.
他就在这一带，包括马里兰在内，他这一带在帮助这些黑奴们。
And there was another person.
另外还有一位。
And her name was Harriet Tubman.
So Harriet Tubman.
And Harriet Tubman was helped to free 70 slaves from the south to the north.
她帮助70个黑奴从南部到北部。
She lived in Dorchester County, right here in Maryland.
她就住在马里兰的一个郡里面。
And Harriet Tubman lived in a slave family. She was beaten. She was whipped. And so she knew what it felt like to be a slave.
因为他就是在以黑奴的身份在一个家中，他也受到了许多的鞭打，所以他知道他们的情况是多么的糟糕。
And 13 times she went from the north down to the south, freeing these people. She's just a woman, single woman.
她只是一个妇女，一个妇女，她就好多次，她就跑到南部去把一些黑奴。
When she was a little girl, the slave master threw a metal object and hit her in the head. So at night, she couldn't sleep very well at night. She had insomnia.
她在小的时候，她的主人曾经用一个金属的这个器皿打到她的头，以至于她受伤，而她以后她在晚上都很难睡觉。
So even though she had a weakness.That weakness didn't get in the way of her helping other people. Maybe because she couldn't sleep at night, it was easier to travel by night.
她是得了这一个问题，可是她并不会因为她身体上的问题而让她不去帮助别人，而她也因为她的这个问题晚上睡不着觉，所以她很容易在晚上的时候就把这些黑奴从南方运到北方。
How about you?
我们呢？
Oh Lord, I can't do anything. I'm too sick. I'm not smart enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not whatever enough. And we use these excuses we can't help other people because we don't think we're strong enough.
我们常常跟神说，神啊，我是很身体衰弱的人，我也没有很多的钱，我也不够聪明，所以我没有办法去帮助别人。
I'm not young enough. I'm too old.
我不再年轻，我太老了。
What does God say?
那神怎么讲呢?
He says, "My strength is perfected in weakness."
神说我的圣经上怎么讲?
Sorry.
我的能力是可以让那个软弱的人得刚强。
When you are weak, then you're strong with me.
当我们在软弱的时候，我们就会从神这边得到刚强。
People that are smart, people that are wealthy, people that are very skilled, they don't have to depend on God very much. They depend upon themselves.
那些很有钱的很有聪明才干的人，他们通常不愿意依靠神，他们依靠他们自己。
They can depend on God, of course they can, and if they do, they will be great.
他们并不是不可以，他们可以去依靠神。如果他们真的依靠神，他们就会变得非常非常的好。
But maybe if you think you're weak.Well, you have an advantage. You know why?
我们是不是有的时候觉得我们自己很软弱，我们有一些缺点？
Because you can depend on God even more.
在这个情况下，我们更能够去依靠神。
When Jesus was whipped, when Jesus was in pain, when Jesus was lying on the cross, bleeding, God was with him.
当耶稣被鞭打，他被钉在十字架上流血，那神那个时候就是与他同在。
This was the house that Levi Kaufman used to bring the slaves from the south to the north. It's a house in Indiana.
这就是那个他在Kaufman 他在印第安纳州的他的那个房子。
And you can see families, you can see young African American children. They're standing in front of the house.
你可以看到许多的非裔的美国人，甚至还有小孩子跟他们一起站在这个房子的前面。
And he would bring these groups of people, over 20,000 he would bring, and they would stay there for a little while, they would get fresh, they would eat, they would get their needs met, and then they would move on to the next place.
他带了总共加起来20,000个人到他家里暂时 住一会儿，给他们吃，给他们穿，然后再把他们送到别的地方去。
This man used his house to help other people.
他用了他自己的房子来帮助许多的人。
How about you?
那我们呢?
Do you use your house to help other people besides your family?
我们用我们的房子有帮助其他的人呢，除了我们是让我们自己的家人可以住在里面之外。
Maybe you have a small group in your house, or you have friends over to your house. We need to do more. Invite people over for dinner. This is a wonderful act of mercy and kindness.
也许我们是有一些人在我们房子当中，可是我们是不是要邀请更多人到我们当中，我们一起可以说吃个晚饭等等。
So in conclusion,
我们的结论
thank you for your work in helping to preach the gospel to thousands.
我们谢谢大家在用我们的许多能力来传扬这个神的福音。
Recently, many of you have reached out in helping with sharing the gospel to other people.
最近有很多人他们走出去，然后跟其他的人分享这个福音，传这个福音。
There's the Towson Fellowship right there, and then we have the youth group behind there, and then we have Awana's there, and we have another church over there, and we all work together to preach the gospel to other people.
这里面有 Towson 团契的，有许许多多其他的，同我们一起合作，大家来传这个美好的福音。
Friends, listen to me. If you forget anything, don't forget what I'm going to say now.
如果我们会撞进一些事情，请不要忘记我今天所讲的这一些。
It's good to help people who have physical needs. It's good to help people who have emotional needs. It's wonderful.
如果我们能够帮助别人，他们在肉体上的需要、物质上的需要，或者他们在灵命上的需要，这是一件非常非常美好的事。
But the greatest act of mercy is when you can help people from not going to hell and go to heaven.
但是最大最大的帮助是让一个人他本来要入地狱的，却能够因此而不入地狱而得到永生。
This life is like a flower.
这个生命就像是一朵花。
Like a tulip, we will see soon. Tulip.
就像那个 tulip 是什么花？是郁金香。
Sorry.But the tulips, how long do the tulips last? A week, 2 weeks? They're beautiful, but then they die.
就像一个郁金花，它开得很漂亮，它能够存活一个礼拜呢，还是两个礼拜呢？那之后它就凋谢了。
But when you share the message of hope and the message of salvation with someone, it's the greatest act of love you could ever do to an individual. Am I right?
如果我们能够跟他们分享福音，那这个是最最美好的一件事。
So thank you for your service and many things that you do.
谢谢大家在主面前的服事，做的很多很多的事情。
Before I close, I want to say that we are starting an English program, teaching English as a second language, and we're visiting markets and we're visiting restaurants, and we're trying to reach out, helping people with their English as a form of mercy ministry.
所以我们也现在也在开始就推行，就是以教英文的方式，就是让到各个的餐厅去， 超级市场去，就是把这个福音传出去。
So we need more teachers if God lays it on your heart to be a teacher, to help us to reach out to people in this church and in the community. Talk to me. We're having a meeting at 1:30 right out there in Logos building. We need more teachers to help out, to help people with their English as an act of kindness outreach.Kindness outreach, mercy outreach.
所以我们现在需要更多的老师，所以在等一下一点半的时候，我们就会开一个会，就是讲到我们只是用这样的方式来传福音。
If you need help with your English, we want to make sure you can have help too, so you can talk to your family, your grandchildren, or whoever at work. We want to help you as well. So please talk to me. You want to be a teacher or you want to learn? Please talk to me.
同时，如果呢我们觉得英文方面还可以要继续进步的呢？于是我们可以跟我们的家人跟我们的孩子用英文交谈的话，你也可以加入。所以我们需要老师也需要学生。
Three things we want you to remember before we close. I have 5 minutes.
只剩五分钟了，有三件事情希望大家能够记着。
Number one, remind yourself of God's mercy and forgiveness.
第一个就提醒我们自己关于神的慈悲和他的怜悯，他的饶恕。
You want to be a more loving person? You want to be a more merciful person?Remind yourself of how God has forgiven you.
我们要成为更有怜悯心的人，我们要记得神怎么样饶恕了我们。
Number two, pray and fast for people who are hurting and get around merciful people.
第二个就是我们要对那些需要帮助的人，我们需要有祷告有进食，而且我们跟那些有怜悯心的人常常在一起。
And number three, avoid exclusive holy huddles. In other words, avoid just being with only Christians all the time, all the time. Don't just be with them. It's good that we're with Christians. It's good. But reach out to your friends and your family.
第三个就是我们不要只留在我们这个非常喜乐的基督徒的安乐窝里面，我们需要走出去。
And soon, in about another month, we're going to start 40 days of prayer before Easter.
我们在不久在那个复活节之前，我们有个40天的祷告。
But this time we're going to do it a little bit differently.
这次我们会和以往做的有一些的不同。
We're going to be doing it in groups of three.
我们会每三个人成为一个小组。
Because Jesus says, "Where there's two or three gathered together, there I am."
因为耶稣说，只要有两三个人以我的名聚会，我的灵就与他们同在。
So I hope you can all be part of that.
我希望大家都能够参加。
One of the most, let me just put it this way.
让我这样讲好了。
All of us in this room are going to die someday.
我们在这个里面的我们面前的所有的人，有一天我们都会离开这个世界。
And you are going to meet God face to face.
我们要与神面对面。
When you see God face to face.What do you want to hear from his mouth?
当我们与神面对面的时候，我们希望从神的口中听到怎么样的话。
Really, what would be the first thing that would make your heart happy? I know God, what God would want, but what would make your heart happy in terms of what God would say to you? What would make your heart happy?
我们希望神会说怎么样的话，以至于让我们的心中有喜乐。
Would you make your heart happy when God said to you, you were a successful businesswoman, a successful businessman, you were a wonderful person in your community? Would that be the first thing?
你想，如果神要讲一些让你欢喜快乐的话，他是会说你是一位很成功的企业家呢，还是你是在这个社区里面是一位很重要的人？
I don't know about you, but for me, I would like to hear this.
但是如果是我的话，我可能是希望听到这些话。
Welcome home, Tom.
欢迎你回来 Tom.
I've been waiting for you.
我在等着你。
You're such a loving.And a kind person.
你说你是个有爱、有怜悯的人。
You weren't just living for yourself. You were living for your family. You were living for your friends, and you showed my love to them. Great job.
你说你是为了自己活，为了家人活，为了朋友活，你对他们显出你的爱心，很好。
I know you weren't perfect.
我知道你是不完全的。
But you tried really hard.
而且你很努力。
Welcome home.
欢迎回家。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father in heaven.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you so much for your time, being with us today, Lord.
感谢你今天早上与我们同在。
We are very human people.
我们是真的是只是一个肉体的人。
We are not perfect, as you know.
我们是不完全的，你知道的。
But with you, we can be perfect.
但是和你在一起，我们就能够成为完全。
We ask God that you would help us to be kinder people.
你会让我们成为一个有怜悯的人。
More merciful people.
有慈悲的人。
Help us, Lord, not to be like the priest. Help us not to be like the Levite. Help us to be like the Good Samaritan.
求主让我们不要成为像那位祭司一样，像那位利未人一样，而让我们成为那位像撒玛利亚人一样的人。
My friends, brothers and sisters, in the final minute of my prayer, I want to ask you to do one thing, and then we're done.
我的弟兄姐妹们，在最后的时间，我要要求大家做一件事。
I want to ask you to ask God a question right now before we go.
我要求你们向神问一个问题，在我们离开之前。
And I want the question to be this.
问题是这样子的。
Just repeat after me, dear Lord.
请大家就是跟着我重复这一个这句话。
Please make me a more merciful people, person.
求主让我成为一个更有怜悯心的人。
Help me to be a quick forgiver, to forgive quickly.
让我们成为一个很容易去饶恕别人的人。
Help me not to hold things against others. Help me not to keep a record of wrongs.
让我们不要记着别人所做的不好的事。
And also, Lord, help me to have a heart for those who are hurting.
也真的是对那些伤害我们的人，我们也要有这样一个怜悯的心。
And just say this, Lord, who do you want me to help? Is there anybody that I've been ignoring that I don't want to walk past them? Who can I help? Lord, please show me who I can help. And Lord, help me know how to help them. Give me the strength to help.
也求主可能是告诉我们哪一些人需要帮助，哪一些人需要我们给他们有怜悯的心，也求主告诉我们要怎么样的去帮助他们。
And Lord, help me to never, never, never give up on people. Never.
也求主帮助我们永远、永远、永远不会把任何的人放弃。
Because you never gave up on me.
因为你对我永不撇弃。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You join us in our song. We're going to sing now.
Just bring your comfort to sheep. Spirit, you're a comfort to me. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me.
感谢。